An Alaska nonprofit wants to do something new, set up courts for about 1/4 of Alaska's tribes. The Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, is a nonprofit representing 56 villages across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and they want each village to develop its own tribal court. Before they can do that, KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports AVCP has to develop a model for something that's never existed.
Tribal courts exist in the lower 48, but are rare in Alaska. There are 10 courts in the YK region. Monique Von Del Ricci is working to change that.
It's a really big order to fill, but it's part of history.
AVCP has tasked its Tribal Justice Center with developing a court in each of its 56 villages. Right now, Von Del Ricci is the director and sole member of the department. She comes from North Dakota, where she served as a tribal court justice for the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians.
Through development of tribal court, you're saying we are empowering ourselves to be able to deal with our own issues, and it increases your exercise of sovereign immunity.
Tribal courts often deal with civil issues, like disputes between tribal members, between businesses and members, and between tribes and agencies. They handle child custody cases, adoptions, and juvenile cases. They also try and prosecute misdemeanors committed within the tribe's jurisdiction. The current hitch is that in Alaska, lands can't be taken into trust, which makes it impossible to secure federal funding to run tribal courts. But AVCP is moving forward anyway, with the hope that Governor Walker's administration will drop the lawsuit fighting trust status. AVCP received a multi-million dollar federal grant that allows the Bureau of Indian Affairs to fund the court assessments without taking lands into trust. Last month, Von Del Ricci and a group of consultants from the Lower 48 traveled to two YK villages, Emonik and Kangiganuk, to begin creating the model, which they'll roll out at the annual BIA's Provider Conference in Anchorage this December. Again, Von Del Ricci.
The plan is that once we have this assessment model tool designed, then the BIA can take that to the other nonprofit organizations that represent tribes in Alaska and do the same thing there. So their turn will be coming.
Von Del Ricci hopes the assessments will begin in January.
I'm looking for updated constitutions, updated tribal codes, the caseload of each court that's in existence already.
She also wants to begin training court judges, clerks, and staff, as well as law enforcement and tribal council members at that time. Von Del Ricci hopes the 56 assessments will be completed by late 2018. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.